That's the highest graded beef in the world. And as for the seafood, Surf and Sirloin has always acquired its fish whole, so the product can be inspected on site to ensure its quality and integrity. When you want high-end steak and seafood options, white tablecloth dining, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637, 822-3637. Download the app, Open Table, or make them online, surfandsirloin.com. The 590 The Fan KFN Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three, a large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mizzou fans, this is number 5, Mitchell Smith, forward for your Mizzou Tigers. Basketball season is right around the corner, and we can't wait to get Mizzou Arena rocking this year. Season tickets are on sale now, and we'll be featuring 16 home games with the season tipping off on November 6th. To view the high-energy action up close, visit MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS to get your season tickets today. We appreciate the great support and look forward to representing this fan base again this season. M-I-Z.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features 3 different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
From flint tools to shark teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew that a great shave comes down to the simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and that's why Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Inside STL at Harry's.com. Harry's owns their own factory, and they've been churning out quality for almost a century. And it's not just the quality that I like. I can't get enough of the Easy Glide and Razor Close Shave. Harry's has an amazing offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code INSIDESTL at Harry's.com. That means you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code INSIDESTL at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer.
Thank you for that, Kate Smith. And now, let the show begin.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partner.
FM. Oh, that was weak. Some voice is missing.
Blackjack and hookers.
2 favorite things.
Not my 2.
21.
I don't like hookers. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 6th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the place where I have gone to the dentist for 46 and a half years. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Rose. And I will continue until we no longer have a show. And I almost said until they're no longer a sponsor. I can't even imagine that happening. I hope that never happens. But I will continue to invite you to prove me wrong when I tell you you will never again be afraid to go to the dentist. But first...
Hey!
You're coming up on 3 weeks as a dad, is that right?
12 days today as a dad. So
oh, so 2 weeks this weekend.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay, getting a little ahead of myself there. 2 weeks. And his actual birthday was, don't tell me, it was the 25th?
Yeah, that's right, the 25th of October.
Okay, October 25th. Little Theo was born. Things are good, he's doing okay?
Oh, he's doing fantastic.
Okay, the man I'm checking in with is Daddy, and he has a birthday today. He's 35 years old, and we're just glad he didn't spend his 35th birthday in Great Britain, because that's where he lived for 19 years. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. So, a happy 35th birthday to Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, according to Dan, who typed this on, it's supposed to be a foreign country. Dan, I said, hey, let me know where Bill is. He says, Bill Cleveland is in northern Geoffria. Geoffria, I'm guessing, is like a foreign country. So, boy, he gets around.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what you're able to do when you work here and have the 590 corporate jet. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations, including their newest one in Waterloo, Illinois, on North Route 3, right in front of Walmart. And now, through the end of the year, they'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union.
What strings are attached to that deal?
None. Zero.
What?
Nada. No strings attached. They'll give you at least $100. You just move your car loan over to First Community Credit Union. It's a great place to do all of your banking. Find out more at
firstcommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
And as I said, we can't introduce Bill. We'll get with him in a moment from North Geoffria, somewhere in the Adriatic Sea, I believe. But we'll find out later. And now we turn to the man with a very, very colorful resume. And I say that because I saw his resume. He printed it out. It was on like rainbow-colored paper. It was really colorful. He had a lot of past jobs like Wendy's and Denny's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Cutco. Tim, is Cutco still in business? I think they are.
They are. There's a branch on Manchester. Wow. I know.
Have you ever gone in there and said, hey, I used to work for you guys? Or
No, I didn't. But that's the place where I'll tell you a story one day about how I showed up for the job interview with them with the wrong pair of shoes. I brought my mom's box instead of mine. It had a pair of pink pumps in it.
I know.
And I told that story in my book. And it's my mom's funniest story about me to this day.
I know the other story that you're reluctant to tell, but I've heard it from other people.
What?
Is that you also went to the wrong place to show up for work one day because... Even younger, you were known to produce, excessive flatulence, and you went to the Cutlon Company.
Yeah.
They were looking for people to do experimentation, scientific experiments with, and you made the mistake and went to Cutco instead, thinking you went to Cutlon, and hey, look what happened. You got a job, even though you weren't able to keep it. He was also a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, where he said things like, get your cold beer here. He was a roller rink DJ, where I guess he said things like, ladies' choice, okay, ladies' choice. He was an investigative reporter for a crime magazine, where he said things like, yeah, so where were you on the evening of the 14th? He was all those things and more, and now he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He also is in charge of making sure that our bright red, brilliant, big digital clock is set properly. Let's check that time. It's 5:19, 33, 34, 35, and yes, that's the time according to the U.S. Naval Observatory. So he is doing that job well. As he is, thank you, as he is, as newsman, news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Oh, yes, just when you think, how could a human being do more, you find out he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to Johnny Lomdoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, where they would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. All remaining 2019 models on the lot right now, 20% off sticker price. Give them a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
See what he did there? He cleaned up that 100.
Oh, yeah.
See? It's called self-improvement.
Sounded great.
That was fantastic. That was good.
Or shop online 27 at Lomdoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Lomdoff Chevrolet.
Did you say now, see, shop online?
He said shop online 27 at Lomdoff.com. Yeah. And he just, everything was going perfectly. And then he said, shop online 27.
See, now let me tell you how stupid you are.
How?
I talked to Three Sticks off the air, and their website's going to be down for 4 hours between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
So only for the next day can you only shop for 20 of the 24 hours.
See, here's why that doesn't make sense. You said shop 27. So that does, what you just said makes zero sense, because you said shop 27 at Lomdoff.
Let me tell you how stupid you are.
Okay.
John Lomdoff Three Sticks thinks there's 27 hours in the day, and I didn't want to make him look bad by saying
Well, you just did by saying that he, well, you just did by saying he thought there's 27 hours.
You forced my hand. You forced my hand.
You just lost that sponsor.
Wow. Forced my hand.
Saying that the son of the owner doesn't know how many hours there are in a day. Wow.
Shop online 24/7 at Lomdoff.com.
There you go.
Limey, can you edit out? Just edit out the part where he said Three Sticks doesn't know how many days there are.
I got you. Here we go. Oh, what the heck? Sorry.
Nailed that one.
Wrong microphone. Here you go.
Radio edit.
Okay, and that's all we need to do. We just cut that out. Everything else stays intact.
Got it.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And we bought some honey recently, and they claim that you need to buy regional honey, and it helps you with allergy. You've ever heard that? Like the pollen from the region? And I think that's probably true. And I've always known that honey and butter go well together. But Red Bull, you know what else is not bad with some honey every once in a while?
Cheese.
That's right. Some cheese. Mm. Maybe a little melted cheese and honey.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. Folks, do you like polka music? I knew you'd say you did. Give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. I've actually never addressed this particular audience that I'm about to address. At least I don't think I have. If I don't remember that I addressed you, and that is those of you with new babies. Now, Limey, you're in that group. You have a new little son. I am not expert enough to know at what age you take a kid to the dentist, but I'd like to think that when the time comes and he starts little teeth coming through, that you take him to Ballast Dental Care. That's where they took my grandson, and I've been in there before when there are little tykes in there for their first dental visit. I've never heard any child crying or upset or anything. So would you? Well, of course you will, because you're a patient there.
I am indeed.
So that's probably where Theo is going to go to the dentist.
Absolutely. I've already told Dr. Haynes he'll probably meet him in a couple of years when he actually has teeth.
It's no different than anything else when they say get a child started off on the right foot. Well, this is not a podiatrist, but that's just an expression, meaning if you start them off right, you know, in all kinds of ways in life, then it'll make the rest of the child's life as they grow into, you know, adults, it'll be a smoother path. And I think that's true because you establish good dental habits and regular visits to the dentist. Now, a lot of kids do not want to go to the dentist. They fight it. They'll fight you. They can't stand it. It scares them to death. Not the kids that go to Ballast Dental Care, not the adults, not the older adults, nobody dreads a dentist, a visit to Balanced Dental Care. They probably have had past experiences which caused them to freak out and be reluctant to make the first appointment. So I'm going to ask you, first I'll tell you that I get it. I think everybody gets when somebody says, oh man, I hate going to the dentist. We understand. But I don't understand why you wouldn't make one appointment with a place that I'm telling you will change your thinking about going to the dentist. That's it. That's all we ask. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and you can find out everything you need to know, the phone number to make the appointment and everything, at ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
I've been informed that Dan made his first ever typo, that it's actually Northern Georgia, not Northern Georgia. So that's where Bill is, in Northern Georgia, and we're going to find out why, courtesy of Window World, the number one seller, the largest selling replacement window in the country, preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, and hopefully producers of the next windows that will be put in your house. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more from Northern Georgia, Bill Clavlin. All right, where in Northern Georgia, and why?
No, it's Georgia. Let me tell you how stupid you are.
Hold on a second. You know what? Somebody must have messed up. This is we have Ross. That's Ross Schaefer on the phone.
It is.
It sounds like Ross Schaefer to me. So, where in Georgia?
Yeah, so Northern Georgia, pretty close to the North Carolina border. I'm in a town called Hiawassee, Georgia. And the reason that I am here is I mentioned earlier this week that I'm doing this pickleball series. And this place, Frank, you'll appreciate this. I don't know how many other people appreciate it, but the folks in this town, it's a small town. It's not a huge town. They built this complex, and it has 15 brand-new pickleball courts all right next to each other. And they overlook this beautiful lake, and you see the mountains here in Northern Georgia. It is awesome. And so that's what brought me to town. In fact, this is kind of not odd, but in about 30 minutes, I'm actually going to dinner with complete strangers. These are people that play pickleball in the area, and they invited me to dinner. So 30 minutes from now, I'll be dining with total strangers. That could be great. It could be awful. I'm hoping
it's great. How did you meet them? Playing pickleball?
No, I have not played pickleball with them. Hoping tomorrow to play a game or two with them after I finish my work. But I reached out to them. There's a, and this is helpful to anybody that plays or wants to play pickleball. There's an association. It's the USAPA, the United States of America Pickleball Association. And you can find where to play pickleball anywhere in the United States going to their website. And so, as I've been looking for interesting places to do these stories, I stumbled upon their town and saw a couple of pictures of the courts and, of course, the scenery. And I thought this would be perfect, and it's right along the route that I'm taking. So
now you said it's high. You said Hiawassee. There's an Indian name Hiawatha, but that's not it. It's Hiawassee.
That's why they know they have come to one provocative show.
Oh
my goodness.
All right, this show is provocative.
Well, Bill, I don't know why you had to interject that, but thank you. Yes, it is provocative. So it's called what? Hiawassee?
Not with an F, with an S, as in Sam. So Hiawassee.
Oh. Hiawassee, okay.
Hiawassee?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Hiawassee was probably Hiawatha's little sister.
There's a place there, too, where there's a bunch of people, and they're scared of everything. Hiawassee.
Let the laughter die down. I think it's died now. Go ahead, Bill.
Even in Northern Georgia, that's not funny. Earlier today I was in the Chattahoochee National Forest. We've all heard the song, the Way Down Yonder in the Chattahoochee. I guess that's
Alan Jackson.
Along the river. Alan,
Way Down Yonder in the Chattahoochee.
That's right. Oh, I thought you were going to keep singing.
I thought better of it because I knew you guys were waiting for it, and I thought, well, I'll surprise them, and I won't go ahead and finish it.
Oh, we're all surprised.
where I learned where to swim and learned who I was. A lot about living, a lot about love. Mm-hmm. That's some of the lyrics. Thank you, everybody. Go ahead.
That's why they know they have come to one provocative show.
Bill, you sure like to say that.
I do. It's one of my favorite phrases now. So way down yonder in the Chattahoochee, they have quite a few waterfalls. Good grief. Oh, my
gosh. Ross.
So I went waterfall hiking today. I was going to say chasing waterfalls, but then you'll have that horrible song in your head. You're welcome. And so went to a place called Anna Ruby Falls today, which does not translate well on the radio. So if folks go to my Bill on the Road Facebook page, I posted some photos. Really, really cool waterfalls. And this is sort of a travel tip for folks. When you are traveling, go ahead and just Google waterfalls and then whatever destination you're headed to. And I think you'd be really surprised how many waterfalls there are all over the United States. And the local park folks, in this case, the national park people, national forest people, I guess.
Excuse me, Ross, excuse me one second. I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry, I meant Bill. I can hardly tell the difference. This is very important, and I need to interrupt regular programming. Not long ago, our own Tim Woodburn said that John Three Sticks Landolf thought there were 27 hours in a day. This is an actual text from his mother, Mimi Landolf, regarding Tim. It's just two words. He's fired.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Man.
That's why they know they have come to one provocative show.
That might be better than Bill. Damn you.
Go ahead, Ross. I'm sorry. I think there's 27 hours in Bill's segment.
Oh, yeah.
See, that was uncalled for.
Well, I'm fired, so why would I care?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
You are a rude, terrible person.
No, come on now, Mr. President. Go ahead, Ross.
So that's me or Ross. I can't keep track. It's hard to keep track on the phone here. So go to the Facebook page, look at some of the pictures. And last thing I'll leave you with today, this is a pro tip. This is something that I have recently learned. I'm not the first person to learn this, I'm sure. But so I travel a lot. I'm in my car a lot. And everyone has purchased or gotten one of these, you know, the odor eater things, like to keep your car smelling good, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so, and none of them work, or most of them don't last more than, you know, 6 days or something, right? So I've started buying these, you know, the Renews It, the things that you put in your house, like in the bathroom or in the kitchen, right? I just started buying one, they're like 95 cents, and I put it in the back of the car. It is the best thing I have ever purchased for the vehicle. Like, you get any scent you want, and it is awesome. The one that I have now, seriously, like 3 weeks in, it still smells great.
All right, here's another thing you can put under the seat, those fabric softener strips, like Downy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like
the dryer sheets, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Powder Fresh. I'm going to tell you something. They last quite a while, too, and that makes your car smell great. Without, you know, without it being overpowering like that pine-scented hanging trees or whatever.
I get the Fresh Linen, like that's the one. And you just
That's my second choice, Fresh Linen.
Barely open it, so there you go, folks. You're welcome. All right, so I'm off to dine with strangers. If you never hear from me again, that means they murdered me. So hopefully we'll talk tomorrow. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There he goes from Hiawassee, Georgia. Bill Cleveland, off to dinner with total strangers. And I think I can say this with certainty. I don't know the other people, but I've known Bill for a while, and I'll bet you tonight at dinner, of all the people there, Bill Cleveland will have the biggest nose. That's just, you know, without even having met him, I'm going to say
that. That's harsh.
It's harsh?
Sorry, it's harsh.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. I knew what you meant. Well, We got a flag, bought a new flag, and I'm going to mention a flag company to you because it is an American company. They have made flags since the late 1800s. It's the Annan family. It's A-N-N-I-N, Annan Flag Makers. And there's, and I'm going to have to admit that I kind of fell for this misinformation too. Not too long ago, I had seen a number and I misread it, and I thought, this can't be right. 96% of American flags are made in China?
Yep.
And that's not correct.
Oh, good.
96% of the flags that are imported are made in China. So most of the flags that are made out of the... But the truth is, it is about 96 to 97% of the flags that people buy are actually made in the United States. And that makes me feel a lot better. And frankly, I don't think any flag, United States flag, should be made outside the United States. But this was, we found it at a small hardware store, not giving out any free plugs. You can find it yourself. And it's again, A-N-N-I-N, Annan Flag Makers, and they've been doing this a long time. And with the flag, it's a pretty good sized flag, came a folder. And this folder has all that stuff we've talked about over the years. And I'm not going to go through it because Veteran Day is coming up. This is more for Flag Day. And things, the do's and don'ts of, you know, how to treat the flag and when to fly it this way and half and whatever. But here's what's interesting. In this country, in this United States of America, there's no punishment for not following these rules. You can spit on it, you can drive over it, you can stomp on it in the mud, you can light it on fire. And that's the great thing about the United States. But I also have the right to not appreciate that, and to not appreciate that you do it, and to express my displeasure, because I think it is despicable and disgusting. We need some things to hang on to in this world, and that flag, the United States flag, should be shown some respect. But in this country, you don't have to. Now, I'm trying to find if there's any one thing that jumped out at me that I thought you might... Well, here, do you know what a flag expert is called? Don't look it up, Mr. Research. There's a name for people who are experts on the flag.
Is it a flag spurt?
No, it's not. It's a vexillologist.
Oh, that's a better word.
Vexillologist.
V-E-X-I-L-L-O-L.
Sorry.
Sorry. What do you call
that's
it?
That's why they know they have come to one provocative show.
What do you call it? What do you call it? What do you call a gay flag expert?
What?
Oh, well, you can figure it out. If one's a flag expert.
Timothy.
I'm just asking. Wow, if you know the dude. Answer. I'm just asking.
This is where I'm surprised we didn't get taken off with
this has taken a turn for the worst.
Return to our normal.
You guys are idiots. You call him a gay flag expert. What did you think I was
going to
say?
I didn't say anything. I'm out of this. 1847, that's when the Annan family started making flags, still owned by the descendants of that family. So, good. I'm glad my information was incorrect that I heard earlier years ago about flags being made overseas. You guys follow the Krispy Kreme story and the kid who was driving over 200 miles to get Krispy Kremes because they didn't... You didn't see this story?
No.
He's blind.
I'm still hooked on gay flag spurts.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm not that thing.
Sorry.
This kid lives in Minnesota. His name is Jason Gonzalez, and they don't have Krispy Kremes in Minnesota. So... He went to Iowa and just mentioned to some friends, hey, and they go, oh, you know, and I bring back some Krispy Kreme. So he starts with just like a few boxes, and next thing you know, he can't get all of the boxes in his little car that he drives because now he's bringing back 300-400 dozen Krispy Kremes, and he's doubling the price of them.
Oh, smart.
So initially, Krispy Kreme, I thought, was being bullies when they sent him a cease and desist. You can't do that. You're not an official operator. And then a lot of people didn't like that. So Krispy Kreme has now made him an official, not, you know, owner of a franchise, but they have authorized him to represent them and sell Krispy Kremes. And they started off what I guess you could call an apology for being such bullies, by giving him, at no charge, 500 dozen Krispy Kremes to sell. Wow. And he's making enough money to put himself through college, driving this 270 miles each way to get Krispy Kremes and bring them back to him. So that's called being an entrepreneur.
Well,
so
it's a delivery. It's like a delivery charge. or something, because he had to drive and use his gas.
Exactly, and he can charge three times if he wants to. There's no law that says you can't have 300% markup if you want to, so good for him. Last night I watched, remember, I don't know what happened with the Actors Studio, inside the Actors Studio, it used to be on the Bravo channel, it was a guy named James Lipton, and I always kind of enjoyed it. Well, now it's on, some other channel, I can't even remember it's an odd new channel, but it's still called Inside the Actors Studio, and I watched last night because, and I had recorded it, because I saw they were going to sit down for an hour with Al Pacino. The worst interview. That Al Pacino is the worst storyteller and the worst interview I think I've ever seen. It was hard to watch.
Do you want the answer to the network?
Yeah, sure.
Net worth of what?
The network.
What you were just saying. You couldn't remember
network,
what
network.
It's something like, I want to say America, Olivia.
It was on Bravo, and now it's on Ovation.
Ovation. That's right. Ovation. Yeah, I was going to say ovulation, but that's a woman's channel. No, Ovation channel.
I saw them interview, they had Martin Scorsese, De Niro, Pacino on like the Today Show or one of those shows, and Al Pacino was horrible when they asked him.
He's beyond horrible. I couldn't believe how he can't even connect or carry on a conversation. Yeah. And the host was Ellen Burstyn. So what they've done with this Inside the Actor Studio, there's not even a regular host anymore like there was with James Lipton. Oh. Each week has a different host and then a different star. But I wished I hadn't watched it because I kept telling my wife, I said, well, it was almost over. I said, well, surely they're going to ask him about Sin of a Woman and how he managed to be such a believable blind person. And finally, after a break, they came back, and she said, Sin of a Woman, they showed a clip of him, and she said, how did you prepare, and be so convincing as a blind man? His answer made absolutely no sense. I was waiting for an incredible story, and it wasn't there.
I'll tell you something not to watch on Netflix, that it was so disturbing to me that I cut it off after about a half hour, and they're advertising it hard. It's called The Devil Next Door. And it's the story of John Demjanjuk, who they said was Ivan the Terrible at one of the concentration camps, and they deported him from Cleveland to Israel to go on trial, and it's all the witnesses that testified at that trial, and Demjanjuk saying he was mistaken identity, and these witnesses on the stand telling these stories, it's so disturbing that even a disturbed person like me, I had to turn it off.
I'm gonna what's it called, The Devil Next Door?
Yep,
I'll watch this. Netflix.
It is.
I'll absolutely watch it. No, I'll absolutely watch that because I'm a person who wants to know. My wife does not. She will not sit for 3 minutes and listen to or watch anything disturbing or dark, but I want to know these monsters exist because if you take the time to watch and listen, you'll realize that you're not even capable of comprehending what some humans can do to other people, and I think we should be aware of that. But she won't let herself watch that. The I predicted this would happen, and I predicted it years ago when I saw a Miller Lite commercial with John Wayne in it, and with computers they put a beer in John Wayne's hand and took some scenes of him, and then had a person who did a really good John Wayne, and you couldn't tell. And I said, one day with computers they're going to be able to take somebody's likeness and make them move the way they want them to and say what they want to say. Guess who's going to be in a new movie called Finding Jack? It's set in the Vietnam era. It's based on the existence and abandonment of more than 10,000 military dogs at the end of the Vietnam War. And one of the stars is James Dean, the late... Now, this is unbelievable. I knew this would happen. They, with computers, and they got the rights and signed off, his family's okay with it. They've seen the script, and it's going to be produced by Magic City Films. they're going to create this realistic version of James Dean, and they're working with a Canadian company called VFX Studio, Imagine Engine, and another company in South Africa, and a third company. They're going to recreate his body movements, his everything, and they have somebody who will be putting the words who does a dead-on James Dean. This is unbelievable to me. We could rehire Clark Gable. Could be in the new movie coming out.
Well, Roy Orbison's son is doing a Roy Orbison concert with.
But that's a hologram.
With him doing a hologram, but he has a band behind him and everything, and they're doing all this stuff with the hologram. It's crazy.
But they did that with Elvis 5 years ago.
Oh, I know. But now the technology's advanced a little more, and he's doing
hologram. Here's the difference. This is me saying, here's what I want Roy Orbison, James Dean, John Wayne, anybody to say. I want them to move here, pick this up, walk over here. They can create that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me. Let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Speaking of Vietnam, Veteran Day, Monday. Don't forget about that. Get yourself a flag if you can. And this is a story of a group of men, soldiers, fighting in Vietnam, in the rice paddies, dirty, muddy, jungle, bugs, infections, sickness. And their captain gets up one morning and gathers them all together, and he said, "Men," he said, "I know that you've all been out here now in this hell for 60 days today without a shower, without decent bathroom facilities. I know that many of you have genital sores and rectal blisters, and I know how disgusting and horrible you must feel to be this dirty and unable to get clean or to have fresh clothes." He said, "I'm here to tell you that today, you're all going to be changing underwear." And there's just a huge roar of applause. And he says, "Michaels, I want you to change with Tillman. Rafferty, you change underwear with Voight. Rayburn, I want you to
let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Amazon. Southbound 170, you're jammed between Olive and 64. A slow go southbound 270 from Olive to Doherty Ferry. Heavy eastbound 64 at Lindbergh and through 170. Westbound 64 backing up between Vandeventer and McCausland. You're moving better southbound 55 at Route Z. You've got a crash eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt and an accident Olive at Old Olive. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn up to $18.30 an hour. No resume, no previous experience, and choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Mizzou fans, this is number 5, Mitchell Smith, 4 for your Mizzou Tigers. Basketball season is right around the corner, and we can't wait to get Mizzou Arena rocking this year. Season tickets are on sale now, and we'll be featuring 16 home games with the season tipping off on November 6th. To view the high-energy action up close, visit MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS to get your season tickets today. We appreciate the great support and look forward to representing this fan base again this season. M-I-Z.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features 3 different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan. All with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
All right, you guys know how this works. We say 1 minute, Mr. Evans, and it doesn't even matter if he's given extra time. What? I had so much more. So let's just see how it goes today. I think this will be the record, the longest segment he's had. Let's just see if he complains about that. We're talking, of course, about Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas, and he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Smokehouse and Annie Gunn's are right next door to each other. Same proprietor, same great quality. If you've never been to Annie Gunn's, I hope you get a chance to go. And I hope when you do that, before or after the meal, you step next door to the Smokehouse Market. I think it's safe to say you've never been in a market quite like this, or maybe a restaurant quite like Annie Gunn's. Reservations, absolutely necessary for dinner. I think it's smart to make them for lunch because many days you need them also for lunch. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff. Closed only on Mondays. And you don't need holidays as a reason to give somebody a gift card to Annie Gunn's. Obviously, there'll be a lot of them given out over the holiday season. But every day of the year, somebody you know deserves a gift card for some reason to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. That's why they sell thousands every year. From Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Do you ever drink anything other than wine? Are you a vodka drinker or bourbon?
No. I haven't had a drink of hard liquor since I was 21, 22.
Whew. Just wine.
Okay. Never. Just never. Screwdrivers, martini, none of that crap. Never, okay. Never. I don't know that I've ever had a drink of hard liquor.
Oh, never? I'm sure
smoked
back
a lot
in
of
your...
pot. Smoked a lot of pot, drink a lot of wine. That's my game.
I would think back in your rock radio days, at dinner with a record promoter, you might have had a, you know, martini or two, maybe.
No, I never had a martini.
Okay. Well, they're not that good, so. Yeah,
when I was a teenager, I had like this strawberry brandy or some stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get drunk, climb in the back seat with Jan Carlucci, had my way with her.
Hmm. Hope she's not listening. Go ahead.
I don't think she's listening.
Okay.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who DJed for hundreds of bar mitzvahs. Best friend is Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. Has season tickets to Kansas College basketball games and the Kansas City Royal baseball games. And never misses a Rush, Journey, or Styx concert. Paul Rudd, Jeff Goldblum, Seth Rogen, Joe Black. Answer in a minute. Early movie review, and while I have mentioned Dolomite a couple of weeks ago, it is currently playing on Netflix. This is my review, my official review. Dolomite is a true story about Rudy Ray Moore and the horrible movie that he made in 1975. Perhaps the father of rap, Rudy turned comedian. This movie is by far the most vulgar, filthy, nasty movie I have ever seen. But it's, wow. but it's actually very funny. But MF and GD, and I mean, it just flies hundreds of times. Eddie Murphy could get an Oscar nomination. It is filthy and vulgar, but if you know that going in, it actually is a very good movie.
Okay,
that
rating?
Your interest at all?
Rating, huh? out of four?
I'm not going to give it a rating because it's so filthy, Frank.
No, I know exactly. I mean, look, I know exactly.
It is vulgar. I mean, there's there's vaginas and breasts and everything in this thing. Yeah.
Now, I know exactly what you're talking about, though, and it's like you don't want to say you enjoyed it. It's so filthy, but if you're honest, you got to give it.
I enjoyed it.
It's due. Okay.
And I think you consider me a bit of a prude, don't you?
Oh, you? No, I don't.
Okay,
are you kidding?
No. Some odd love nuggets. 71-year-old Richard Gere. And his 36-year-old wife are expecting another child. I wonder when the child gets old enough, maybe Richard can get him a pet, like a gerbil or something.
Or they get a discount on diapers. Double order of diapers.
A gerbil.
You know, I think a gerbil would be better for him.
And he's how old? And she's what's she, 31? How old is
36.
He?
36.
And he's 71?
One.
Wow.
Angelina Jolie.
No, she's too skinny. She's a skeleton. She's a skeleton.
Will say or do anything she can trying to get court to allow her to take the kids and move to France. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Brad has joint custody. He won't allow it. That thing's going to get really ugly. I just want everybody to know, Steven Tyler donates a lot of money and a lot of his time to Make-A-Wish Foundation. That is his favorite charity. He spends a lot of time with it. This just released the hottest bodies of celebrities 50 and over are... Number 5, Halle Berry. Number 4, Elle McPherson. Number 3, Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Number 2, Christy Brinkley.
Yep.
Any guess who number 1 is?
Tim Woodburn.
Raquel Welch, but it depends on how far over 50 you want to go. I don't know. Who?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yep. She just turned 50. Yeah.
Just turned 50. Quick TV news, Walking Dead lost 310,000 viewers last week. It's down to 3.1 million viewers. But hold on, Keeping Up with the Kardashians lost 175,000 viewers, but now they only have 700,000 viewers.
For the first time the other night, I tried to watch that stinking Kardashians Keeping Up. I gave it like 20 minutes, and it was all I could do to go 20 minutes. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
so bad.
It's gone. It's got to be
one minute. One minute, Mr. Evans.
I have so much more here.
I knew it.
For the broadcast.
50
seconds. Finally. Best friends with Jennifer Aniston, DJ'd a lot of bar mitzvah, season tickets to Kansas College for basketball, Kansas City Royal Baseball, loves the Rush to Journey and the Styx concerts, Paul Rudd, Jeff Goldblum, Seth Rogen, Joe Black.
I'm going to go with Paul Rudd.
I think I've seen Paul Rudd at a Royals game, so I'll go Paul Rudd.
Dan had to leave early, but it's unanimous. I'm going to go Paul Rudd.
The answer is Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day. I'll take care of my beans. Talk to my mic. Next time, give you a little more time, please. Mike Evans, say it.
How smart are we? We all got it. Right. Paul Rudd. And I knew he'd do that. What? I've got more. Just give him like an hour next. Nah, maybe not. It's not a good idea. Hey, thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it. We're going to be here tomorrow. We hope you will be too. Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jantz, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is on the come up. He was a full go at practice today as he returns from a dislocated kneecap. Steelers running back James Conner had a reduced role in practice today as he battles a shoulder issue. The Rams will play without wide receiver Brandon Cooks this weekend against the Steelers. He's still in concussion protocol and will visit a specialist this week. Alabama head coach Nick Saban telling ESPN quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who's coming off an ankle injury, is trending towards playing this weekend against LSU. The NBA says they're fine with the Clippers resting Kawhi Leonard tonight against the Bucks, citing a credible ongoing knee issue. The Golden State Warriors marred with injuries. Kevon Looney will miss at least two more weeks with nerve-related symptoms. Draymond Green will not play tonight against the Rockets and is out for Golden State's three-game road trip with a finger issue. And D'Angelo Russell is out with an ankle problem tonight. I'm Brian Fenley.
We